There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
A warm welcome to an individual who has been recognized by Forbes magazine as being in the top 100 Italian women and top Middle East women leaders here in the region and worldwide. She's the director of Innovation Lab, Dubai Campus, and professor of Marketing Innovation Technology at the SPG School of Global Management in Dubai International Academic City. She is Silvia Vianello, PhD, joins us live in the studio. Silvia, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
No, it's really super kind nice to have you here in our studio, our humble studio. And it's great to have somebody who lives and breathes, who eats innovation
yes.
on a daily basis and spreads that mantra as well. So, spreads that to all the students that you come into interaction with on a daily basis. So it's interesting that your first piece is about innovation in
yes,
a way.
Yes, all of them, basically.
Artificial intelligence, the age-old question. I suppose you get asked a lot, Silvia. I mean, are our jobs safe or not?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Actually, my opinion on this is that we should consider that for every job that's going to be replaced by a robot, other two will be created. How? It's simple. I mean, yes, it's true that maybe a robot can take your job, but at the same time, you need someone able to create the technology itself. Then you need someone to manage the technology, because otherwise it's not, I mean, they're not going to do everything by themselves. They're going to do a task or two tasks or three tasks, but not everything. And the third job will be the maintenance of the technology, because sometimes they're stuck, you know. I mean, the technology is helpful if it's working, otherwise not. So you need to have, you know, different profile, different skills, different characteristics. And so companies need to have on board people able to have those type of skills. New skills.
We've seen pieces in the papers recently. A couple of the newspapers here, Gulf News included, talking to ThinkLogix, an Internet of Things partner of Amazon Web Services here. So obviously developments here in the region as well. I mean, can we at this point, Silvia, spotlight certain roles, certain careers, certain jobs that are more at risk than others?
Oh, yes, definitely. So the type of job that's going to be replaced is like routine job, okay, and with not cognitive skills. So if you're doing a job very repetitive and using a little bit of your brain, let's put it that way, then your job might be at risk. But at the same time, if you have a job like with a lot of creativity, wisdom, you have to take a lot of decision in a very short amount of time, and you change your task every single second because it's unpredictable. This is going to be a job that you can take it for the rest of your life.
We know that new roles will emerge. We've often sort of debated this and what AI can bring as opposed to a human element as well.
Yes.
Is one of the things going to be, obviously one of the things is going to be more efficiency, but will mistakes still be made by AI, or are they less likely to be made?
Well, we did an experiment last week at the Innovation Center. So we read two different articles, okay, and we asked our audience, which one is the one written by artificial intelligence?
Mm.
And most of them, they were wrong.
Really?
Yes. So, but discussing about innovation overall, there are some type of job that can be easily replaced for security. So if technology is used, you know, to avoid people putting themselves in risk during their job, then absolutely yes. So we have one example here, which is a drone. They are going to replace lifeguards on our beaches with drones. But it's funny because sometimes you think, yeah, robots can save our life. But if you think about as a human being, you know, the task of a lifeguard is not just save lives, which is one part of the story, which is very important. But at the same time, if you think about European and, you know, United States, They also have another role, let's put it that way, when they are on the beach. But we say, well, they can have more time for the gym then.
Yeah.
No, anyway, so besides joking, I think that, you know, technology can improve our life, especially if there are, like here in Dubai, sometimes high waves or currencies, you know, that you might feel like at risk. So if a drone can save people's life, because they've been like 2,129 Dubai cost rescue since 2016 here. Yeah. And I really think that if this drone flying rescues is called equipped with cameras as well, so they can see where other people, I mean, cannot see, honestly. So they might definitely create a superhuman lifeguard. That's the thing.
We're talking technology at the moment, and we're talking about the early adoption of technology. A couple of people texting in, Sylvia, about our conversation about AI to replace concierge services here in the UAE, amongst other roles as well. I mean, you know, if we go into concierges, there are on occasion concierges are having a bad day. They're in a bad mood. They got out of bed the wrong way. Can AI do the same thing or not?
Well, you know, usually it's like when they replace, you know, the call center with a robot and artificial intelligence. It's the same. So when you try to call someone, you just want to talk with someone, you know, that's the thing. So sometimes you get upset that they say dial 1, dial 3, dial 9, you know, and you're there waiting. So regarding artificial intelligence replacing concierge, somehow I'm a little bit skeptical, but just because they rely on data, you know, so they are on data traffic. And so if the connection is the Wi-Fi connection is low, you know, for any reason, they start talking like this, like very slow. And they also connect themselves online to find an answer if is a Q&A outside their, you know, what they are programmed for. So that's the thing. So if it's a way to speed up, like, you know, check-in and check-out, you don't have to wait, that's amazing, you know. But if you really want to have, like, a suggestion for the best restaurant or for the best place to visit, etc., maybe sometimes you also would like to discuss with a human being, you know, and have like a personal opinion and not a machine opinion based on data, you know, and you want to see how the person reacts, etc. So for some of the tasks, for sure, we can use artificial intelligence.
We've had somebody texting in as well, because the other the story that you brought to the table about drones flying as lifeguards on Dubai beaches. I mean, this is something that we're seeing. Prototypes already? This is something that's happening already?
Yes.
This is happening already?
Yes.
Because somebody texted in as well, because we've also been talking about people dropping litter in the beach, in beaches, dropping litter in the desert.
There's a shark.
is this what we could do, do you think, as well, to use drones to police larger areas?
There is a different type of technology, which is a shark, like the already all around here in Dubai. They look like shark, but they are machine, and they are able to take all the plastic out of the sea, which is amazing. Yeah. If we use that for, you know, to clean the water, etc., that's really something, you know, because having human being doing that's something that cannot be helpful, you know. Yeah. But absolutely, if it's for, you know, for the environment or for security, definitely we need to use technology. We cannot compete with machine on that, you know, and we don't have. But with human touch, yes. So if there are some, you know, position where you need to have a human touch, you know, maybe, you know, a customer is upset at the hotel and you are like, oh, no, there is the machine there. You can discuss with the machine. That's not going to happen. No. And people get even more upset. Oh, no.
They get more upset by that. We are in conversation this morning with Dr. Sylvia Vianello, Director Innovation Lab, Dubai Campus, and Professor of Marketing, Innovation, Technology at the S.P. Jane School of Global Management. She's a lady that's been voted the top 100 Italian women by Forbes and top Middle East women leaders here in the region. Taking your calls, taking your thoughts on that one. Sylvia, we were talking before we went to the news there about technology, the drive towards technology. You had the opportunity to get down to Gitex last week, see some of this firsthand as well. I also understand that you've been through the tunnel, the airport tunnel.
Yes. It was there at Gitex as well, and it's really there at the airport. And it's amazing, because if you are already registered, like with the smart gate, you don't need to do anything. You can just use it. And it's amazing, because you can just walk like normally. I mean, you don't have to stop or do anything or use your Emirates ID or your passport, nothing. Also, for the first time, you don't need to do anything. If you're not already registered, then you have to register for the first time with your Emirates ID, your passport. So it's like they take your biometric, okay? So then after that, they can see with face recognition, and you can just walk. And in the meantime, when you walk, you see your name. It appears on the screen. And when your name appears on the screen, they say, just go. And you can just walk.
So as long as, the name appears on the screen without a sort of alarm going off, going,
no.
You're right, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I was okay.
As soon as the red lights start flashing, then you know, hang on, let's take a step back.
But now it's just for business class and first class so far. But hopefully they will release soon for also economy.
Yeah, to expand it out to others as well. But when you mention about registered, is that registered for Emirates ID and others, or do you have to register specifically?
It's like the smart gate. It's the same thing. Okay. So if you register for the smart gate just once, you just need to do once. Mm. So the first time, either you need to carry your Emirates ID or your passport, and then you register, and then you can use as much as you want.
In your opinion, and you're a leader when it comes to innovation, not just here in the region but worldwide. In your opinion, I mean, we use that term quite often, don't we? Early adopter.
Yes.
And we've been talking about ecology, and we're talking about plastics. We're talking about, you know, adoption of certain policies. There are those out there, and we were talking about it here on the show yesterday about the generation gap. Those that don't get technology as readily, that they don't understand it as readily as maybe the younger generation, the millennials or younger than that as well. Will we get to more of a point where, for example, such as the smart gates as well, that technology is provided for you already? You don't have to adopt, it's just done.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Because in this case, you don't need to understand blockchain, because it's based on artificial intelligence, blockchain, face recognition, biometric 3D scan and all this. But you don't need to know. You just work. Yeah. So you don't need to know. The thing is that, somehow companies are using, you know, data in the wrong way. So that's why they got punished, like recently as well. Yeah.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, we talked about the role of artificial intelligence. We've had people texting in about that as well. We've talked about concierge services, receptionists, HR solutions as well as being mentioned there. The opportunities are endless out there with regards to the benefits that we can all be afforded as a result of technology. Another story that you've picked up on is contact lenses. I mean, you think of contact lenses and the way that they've evolved during time as well. They're also taking advantage of greater technology and development.
Yes, I love biomedical. You know, everything regarding the use of technology for our health and to improve our lives, you know, that's absolutely amazing. Mm. So in this case, I discovered this very interesting news regarding how we can copy nature and animals to see how they see. So fish, for example, the fishes, they can see in the dark. Mm. So, but not just them, a lot of other animals, insects and also some of our pets, you know. So why don't mimic and copy, you know, like it's called cross-pollination. So how we can copy, nature is perfect. So how can we copy it? So they were able to replicate this contact lens, okay, to see in the dark. So hopefully they will be soon available in the market. So we will be able to see in the dark, you know. So they were trying to figure out a way to decrease like the common eye problem that you can have. And based on that, they discovered that if they mimic the vision of a fish, which is called the elephant nose fish, then you are able to see in the dark. How it works? So they designed this autofocus and lens, and you can see close objects in milliseconds, even in the dark. And they say there are some electronics and sensor, and they just adjust the liquid inside to allow you, with those sensor and electronics inside, to see in the dark. And they adapt automatically depending on the light that it's around you, so which is really amazing. I mean, yeah, they designed this lens and you can automatically focus in milliseconds. So it will be, I'm curious, I really would like to try it.
You know, see in the dark lenses, you know. Yeah. So no longer do we have to eat all of our carrots so that we can see in the dark. But it sounds very Iron Man to me as well.
Yeah.
You know, it seems that... But and again, is that something where you know, we've seen certain things on movies up until now and not expected them to come, but certain elements of that are coming to fruition now?
Well, I would rather say the other way around. So sometimes we see something in the movie which is already there,
which we don't readily know about.
Exactly. So think about Black Mirror, okay? A lot of people think, oh my God, I mean, what is there? It's such amazing, it's a shock. But a lot of the technology you can see on Black Mirror already exists.
Really?
Yeah, they are not released yet for the public, but they already exist. Mm. So they can be used. Then it depends on, you know, ethic. So do we want to use it? Do we want to release it for, you know, must use or no. That's another story. That's ethical. So some of the things that we can see on the movies, you know, sometimes they are not ethical. Mm. So that's why, but they exist.
And is there also an argument as well, and we mentioned it just there, with the smart tunnels in the airport where the technology exists, it's mm-hmm. being tested out on smaller numbers in first and business at the moment. Is there therefore the argument that in order to make these more of a macro rather than micro options, it takes a little bit of time?
It does. I mean, but again, we need change management, you know. So it's not just the technology exists to use it, you know, because you mentioned, well, you know, some are early adopter and some they don't want to hear about, you know. But if you don't want to be involved in technology, you just need to lock yourself probably in a small village on the top of the mountain. Because now if you have your mobile in your hand and... as long as it's a smartphone.
It's difficult to avoid.
I mean, you're already in, so how can you avoid it?
Do we run the risk as well? We're talking about sort of the role of technology and the role of humans and how they coexist at the moment or will coexist in the future. We've been talking at the beginning about, you know, can I make a difference? If you and I stop using straws, is that going to make a difference to the planet today? Do we run the risk of relying too heavily on technology? You mentioned the shark there. We've mentioned other elements of technology. Is it going to be human failure to go, what's the point in me doing it? Because the robots will take care of it. The technology will take care of it. Do our decisions, our human decisions, still matter?
Oh, yes, a lot. Let me make an example. So there are a lot of body detection scan so far. Okay, so companies and retailers are trying to use it since a long time. Okay, so you don't need to go to the fitting room to try it on. You know, you just look yourself at the mirror. You can see which color can fit you better, which size, and etc. But still, so what happened? So a lot of people decide to refuse this type of technology because, for example, when you walk in a lingerie store, okay, let's put it that way, you are just with your new boyfriend, you know, etc. And it doesn't matter if you really buy a third size or a second, you know, as long as you buy what you want, you know. But then when you enter, there was this technology say, oh, no, you're not a four, you are a second, you know, so those kind of things. They can embarrass people. So they refuse this type of technology. So a lot of retailers have to eliminate this type of technology because it doesn't matter, you know, as long as you want to buy that one, if the machine says that your size is S or your size is L, it doesn't matter if you want to buy an M, you know? So that's the thing. So, of course, a lot of technology are not accepted by the population. So they fail. Think about how many startups, 80% of startups, they fail. Mm. So, now we are discussing about winning technology, let's call it that way. But there are so many startups that they fail, not because the technology is not good enough. The idea maybe is okay, but the human acceptance of that idea is something different.
This is a story that is shrouded in ethics at the moment, but we're coming closer and closer to reality.
Yes, indeed. So there are so many diseases in the world, you know, and a lot of small little kids, they die because there is no treatment. Mm. So they discover there is a way to change the DNA before the birth, but now they are just testing with, with the mouse. So we are not that close yet. I mean, they say they haven't started yet to test on human body, but that would be amazing if you can do in the embryo, you know. So now they are trying for like a disease in the liver. Okay, but for me, when I read the news, I was like, oh wow! I mean, if they really can change, you know, something before the birth of the person, that would be amazing, you know. Mm. So a lot of people will not suffer for the rest of their life, you know, because sometimes there are some chronic disease that you were like that and that's it. And then you have to carry for the rest of your life. So if they can, you know, editing and correct it before, then, I mean, I was really positively shocked. So I really think that if they can do it, that would be fantastic.
It is an interesting debate, isn't it? Because we do get into sort of ethical grounds here of changing the course of nature per se. But as you say, if the technology is there and the ability to avert what could be a life-changing deformity or illness that would affect you from birth until whenever, then why wouldn't you if you had that opportunity?
Yeah. In this case, they're testing for a liver disease. They usually, the kid will last for only 21 days. So in this case, it's like no life.
Yeah.
Either this or nothing.
Because it would be interesting to get a medical point of view. Whether, if you looked at it from a medical point of view, if someone was born into this world with a lifelong illness that needed treatment, that they become dependent on that on medicine. They become dependent on the medical fraternity.
Yeah.
If you were able to take that out of the equation, then maybe that sort of time, that money would be freed up for others as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, there's always business involved.
There's always business, yeah.
That's normal. But I rather prefer to see technology as a way to improve people's life.
Mm.
So the only type of technology I support is usually a technology that can really improve people's life anyhow, for security or for health, for being free. Like, we have a lot of technology that can help us to be free for our private life, you know, so that can, on technology can help, you know, so you can stay with your kids instead of, you know, being 10, 11, 12 hours in an office, for example. So
the balance that we're all looking for. Time for one final story for you. And talking of that balance, here's a story that caught your imagination. Residents here in the UA getting a chance to spend more time with their family.
Yeah.
Courtesy of free tickets.
Yes.
How do we get hands on these?
Well, I think that social media somehow can be helpful, you know. So in this case, they decide here in Dubai that we are the best brand ambassador. We as expats, you know, we live here, we enjoy, we were just discussing that. I don't want to live anywhere else, you know. And so we are the best brand ambassador. So instead of spending a lot of money in marketing, you know, to say Dubai is the best, they create this contest, which is amazing. If you use the hashtag MyDubai and MyInvite when you post on Instagram and Twitter, then you can get 2 free tickets per week. So your family can visit you, maybe your parents or your sister, you know, whoever. And so 2 tickets per week starting from last week till the end of January. So it will be like around 60 tickets for free. And the best picture will win every week.
Best way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Free fights. Who doesn't disagree with free fights, eh? Listen, Sylvia, we've run out of time on this occasion. I know you're busy, busy, busy. So we will let you get on. Really appreciate you coming in and being our news reviewer today. Some fascinating stories that's prompted a lot of conversation and thought amongst others. If people want to stay in touch with you, your works, your views as well, Sylvia, best way for them, are you on social media? Can people get in touch with the school, the college?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm on social media, yes, especially on LinkedIn. I have this initiative, A Job for All, where I help people for free to get the job of their dream. So they can follow me on LinkedIn or on Instagram. I'm Fun Crazy Travel because I really love traveling. So Fun Crazy Travel is the best.
Fun Crazy Travel works for me. Thanks very much indeed to you for your thoughts this morning. Much appreciate those.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.